I hear a bunch of static in my radio, but I don't know who it is. But it's all good. Yeah, but that radio always sounds pretty good. I got that. I got a Comet that I bought. It's a dual bander, though. But I've been running that off my Yaesu on the 2 meter, 70 centimeter. Seems to work pretty good. I can hook my GMRS to it, too, also, I guess. It's pretty close. The match is good on it, but it works okay.
Is that a Comet 2x4?
No, it's not a 2x4. I forget the number on it. It's a fiberglass. It's got some three horizontals coming out of the bottom of it that are only like about 8 to 10 inches long. And it's probably about 5 foot tall.
All right, Tim. Good talking to you. Take care and have a good day. I got to go get something to eat. Catch you later. WIAG 48.
Okay, Jack. Don't eat too much or you'll fall asleep. Catch you a little later. WRNW 329 clear.
WRUG 488, WRFX 966, Jack.
There it is right there. How are you today? I haven't heard you in a long time either.
Oh, I just realized 625 is offline. It's not on at all.
Has been off since 7:30 this morning. Well, they know about it. I already texted Sean, so he knows about it. So I don't know what to tell you. And 675 there in Sheboygan is gone. You know, they know about it too, but they can't get out there. I guess because too much snow out there. Roger.
Oh, I believe that for Sheboygan. Like I said, I was listening to 625 today. No wonder it was so quiet and peaceful.
And also 675 got a little bit, you know, and the connection got water in them. So sometimes it doesn't sound that good either. So everybody knows about it. And I don't know what to tell you. You got to get that weather the right direction to find out what's going on with these repeaters.